This show is very not safe for work. The works being read do not represent the views of the hosts or guests. This show is a roast and should not be taken seriously.
This antagonist in this game is just like you. He just constantly runs into people and just goes and does his own thing all the time.
When I run a Pokemon game, I always name my rival Farts. This is The Last Starfighter on Friday Night Fan Fiction Movie Night.
Wait, why? What? Okay, you got one more, but then you gotta explain why.
Many people wonder why I called my rival Farts, because fart's a funny word. This is The Last Starfighter on Friday Night Fan Fiction.
As the new year and new decade dawns on us all, the promised prophecy has finally come to pass. Steve-O's about to become a parent?
Aw, what a cutie. I'm so happy to meet you, dump truck Treg Borts.
Why are you trying to name my son? His name is going to be Drink for Ugg.
I beg your pardon. As the father of this child, I decree his name be Professor Otto von Sitzipus Krakendish Shagmire.
Wait a minute. If Steve-O's the mom instead of the dad, then one, when did he become an Omega? And two, who's the father?
Stay tuned to Friday Night Fan Fiction to find out all the juicy dramatic details and occasionally reads of some terrible fan fiction.
Do, 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 do.
Great. I'm going to inflate just like in all those anime porns.
I'm going to inflate balloons for the next hour and a half while my co-hosts read fanfiction so that we can draw in the lunar crowd. Dave, for the last 10 years since you and I have been somewhat, probably, maybe, potentially best friends, I have always named my Pokemon rival Dakid, and I've always named the protagonist Bebo. What do you name your character? Your personal character. I know you name your antagonist Farts, and you explained why.
So, Steve.
Yes.
Good news. I have a bacon number of Jackie Chan 4. I figured out how to deal with it.
Okay.
So, basically,
we're doing the actual episode now, so this is going to be in the episode.
David Hubbard was in Super Task Force 1 with Steve Rosinski, who was in Scream Park with Doug Bradley, who was in Hellraiser Deader with Simon Coons, who was in The Foreigner with Jackie Chan.
Oh.
Ooh.
Wow.
That's a good one.
So, as a composer, I'm assuming I don't get a Kevin Bacon number?
Well, no, your Bacon number would be the exact thing as mine.
But I'm not in the movie. I just made the music.
Didn't you, like, have a voice in it?
Oh, yeah, I did do the voice of the bad guy that'll never be in the sequel because it'll never be made.
Yeah. Well, no, you did a voice in the cat movie, right?
Meowie Christmas?
Yeah, Meowie Christmas.
I haven't done a single voice in any of the films since Captain Z and the Terror of Leviathan, where I played Guy in Car Who Yelled Jackass.
Still more than me.
Okay, so that means Captain Z, so let's work with that.
Also, your gain is up way high again, Sean.
Oh.
So you were in Captain Z and the Terror of the Leviathan with Steve Rosinski, who was in Scream Park with Doug Bradley, who was in Hellraiser Deader.
Okay. All right.
Yeah, it's still a bacon number of 4 for Jackie Chan for you.
All right, yay. This is Friday Night Fan Fiction recording on an actual Friday.
What?
I know, right?
I know. Weird.
Weird.
So what we're going to be doing is David's going to be inflating balloons for the next hour and a half.
So it turns out our bacon number is 4 as well for Patrick Stewart because of a Dune link.
Ooh, I like that.
Steve Rosinski was in Scream Park. We were in Captain Z and the whatever with Steve, who was in Scream Park with Doug Bradley, who was in The Prophecy with Virginia Madsen.
Scream Park just has this crazy connection.
I know. That's our cosmic nexus. And then Virginia Madsen was in Dune with Patrick Stewart.
Okay, I would like to know what my bacon number is for Mark Hamill.
All right, let's see here. So we share a bacon number of 3 with Steve Rosinski because, again, Scream Park.
Wait, with Steve Rosinski? Why do we have a bacon number of 3 with Steve Rosinski? We have a bacon number of 1 with Steve Rosinski. We have a bacon number of 3 with Mark Hamill.
Sorry, Mark Hamill is what I meant. So
yeah.
You and I were in Captain C and the Terror of the Leviathan with Steve Rosinski, who was in Scream Park with Doug Bradley, who was in Howard Lovecraft and the Undersea Kingdom with Mark Hamill.
Okay, that's cool.
All right, I gotta know. Judi Dench.
Judi Dench.
All right, so we have a 4 on Judi Dench.
We haven't even started the story.
Again, Scream Park allows us the gateway to the stars.
Why? Scream Park. What is this movie? We need to add this. Scream Park.
Steve Rosinski was in Scream Park with Doug Bradley, who was in Wrong Turn 5, Bloodlines, with Simon Ginty, who was in Richard III with Judi Dench.
Apparently, Scream Park is available on YouTube for free.
Sweet.
So, fuck the episode. Let's just go watch our Cosmic Nexus.
All right.
I'm down with that. We'll add commentary for it.
We need one more. Who could possibly not have one? Yeah, I'm going to say Bryan Cranston.
Let's do dead celebrities. What's our bacon number with Patrick Swayze?
Patrick Swayze?
Yeah, and then we'll get started.
You know what? Clark Gable. Let's do fucking Clark Gable.
No, let's start reading now. Sean, start reading.
Okay. Then suddenly, the French fry began to morph and change. Then, in one swift moment... movement. A cock, exactly uniform to Gohan, shot out of Piccolo's pelvis.
No!
Wait a minute. All right. So look up how many degrees of Kevin Bacon separation do we have from the voice actor of Piccolo, the original voice actor?
Oh, wait. Brian Drummond? Brian Drummond's not available.
Aw. Complete with two balls that popped out at the very end. Pop, pop. Fidel's eyes widened.
Oh, yes. That's perfect.
She exclaimed. Piccolo looked over at Gohan.
All right, Gohan. We don't need you anymore. You can leave.
Videl quickly added after.
Jeez. Let me bone your wife.
You can sit in the corner and masturbate, I guess.
Get cocked.
So I went with Christopher Lambert instead.
Uh-huh.
Again, it's a 4. We were in Captain Z and the Terror of Leviathan with Steve Rosinski, who was in Scream Park with Nivak Ogre this time, not Bradley Baker or whoever it was.
All right, so I looked up the original Oceans group dub of fucking Piccolo for Dragon Ball Z. I didn't realize that Piccolo was originally voiced by Kid Rock. That's Scott McNeil.
Oh, Kid Rock.
The original voice actor for Piccolo.
Yeah.
Oh, that's like Kid Rock and Ted Nugent had a baby.
Yeah.
Anyway, Christopher Lambert, because of 2001 Maniac's Field of Screams with Lin Shaye, who was in Loaded Weapon 1 with Christopher Lambert. Which means we have a bacon number of 4 as well for William Shatner.
Fidel quickly added after.
Aw, but we can't leave him like this. Maybe he can help.
All right.
Of course.
I don't care as long as I complete my training, Piccolo answered.
The three stared at each other in a moment of silence before Piccolo asked,
So, what do I do?
Gohan laughed.
Here, let me give you a demonstration.
He took Videl's clothes off and positioned her at the edge of the bed so he could stand over her. Piccolo approached closer so he could see what Gohan was doing. Gohan took the tip of his cock and circled it around Videl's moist slit.
Moist.
Making sure to pass over her clitoris a few times.
Did you guys ever watch any of the DBZ fan subs?
I've watched DBZ Abridged.
Yeah, same with me.
That's fan dub, not fan sub.
I was going to say no.
Both of your answers make me sad. Please continue.
Why does it make you sad?
I didn't have fun.
You think they had like DBZ tapes in North Carolina back in fucking 2003? No.
They had DBZ tapes in fucking Owings Mills in 2003.
Yeah, but that's a real city. Fucking Sampson County, North Carolina. This farmland and the Cross Creek Mall.
Well, that's a county, not a city. Let's see what goes on inside Sampson County.
I think the biggest city there is fucking Clinton, North Carolina.
According to the 2010 census, the population was 63,431. For 962 square miles.
There you go.
There's nothing there.
I know. I lived there for like my entire high school.
You lived near Hobbiton?
Yes, I lived near Hobbiton.
No, I'm sorry. No, that's Hobbiton. I thought that we had to travel all the way to New Zealand in order to see the Hobbits. I didn't realize I could just drive down to Hobbiton in North Carolina and then go visit the Hobbiton Walmart Supercenter.
Yeah.
Like, if you wanted to do anything, you had to go to fucking Fayetteville, and that's in Cumberland County, one over.
Yeah, I can see that. I'm looking at the dumb names of not even cities. like townships in Sampson County.
Yeah, I've been to most of those.
I was going to say it's nothing but grass and like dry lands according to the color coding on this Google map. But no, I'm going to go with it's nothing but salad and bread.
Ooh, it's Olive Garden.
What the fuck is Spivey's Corner?
Spivey's Corner is the hollering capital of the world.
What?
Yeah, that's real. There's a restaurant called the Green Top Grill, and every year they host the Hollerin' Contest, where everybody comes out and competes to be the best hollerer. I actually lived next door to the world champion, who had been on David Letterman thrice.
Wow.
Damn.
So he had a Kevin Bacon of one to Letterman.
Yes.
Also, the Green Top Grill no longer exists.
What?
Yep, I looked up Green Top Grill, North Carolina. It doesn't exist anymore.
Then he eased his hard cock into her and began thrusting into her.
As opposed to Steve-O, who thrust the knife into David's heart when he announced that the Green Top Grill no longer existed. There's a Flickr post from somebody right after Green Top Restaurant shut down of the actual sign. The person says, 1 month after you took this picture, I bought and restored the sign. It is now in my yard, about 5 miles south of 421 from where it was originally.
That's awesome.
So it's still in Spivey's Corner. It's just no longer a restaurant.
Oh, man, that's... Well, I mean,
their burger is just the bun and then the white nothingness of the sign. And the hot dog is the same thing. I can't tell what the eggs are supposed to be.
It's a two egg, two sausage or two bacon slices, and...
And then two random Brussels sprouts.
Is that amount of corn?
No, it looks like grits.
It's just a bunch of sand put at the top of the eggs.
Oh, that would be Sandy Ridge, then, if it's just a bunch of sand.
Videl's legs rose up around Gohan, like yeast or something, I guess. Wrapping around his back, vying for more. He slowed down and then pulled his massive cock out slowly, allowing Videl to savor every sensation it provided. Gohan was flushed and panting, but turned to Piccolo and directed him. Something like that. You think you can do it? Gohan could see the apprehension on Piccolo's face when he suddenly got a great idea. This sort of thing is easy to mess up. You can't just come and poke in and expecting her to like it, Gohan instructed him. That's why I'm going to do most of the work, but you'll still get your key boost.
Oh no, Dave, the restaurant only shut down like last year.
Aw.
I guess the dude who ran it probably died. No, I'm serious. Like, that guy who ran the Green Top Grill was old as fuck.
Add Spivey's Corner to the potential places we're going to do the FNF meetup.
After Bronson, Missouri?
Branson, Missouri. Oh, right. No, we went to Bronson, Missouri.
It was this guy. Apparently, they made a documentary on the National Hollering Contest in 2005. This is the guy I live next door to.
But what's your bacon number?
It would be a bacon number of two with this guy, I guess. I don't know.
I'm getting the feeling that the Worldwide Hollering Festival is no longer a thing because I went to their supposed homepage and it looks like this.
Ooh, that's good.
Pro grit and then nothing else in English except for the word block.
It looks like Chinese or Japanese.
I'm going to run it through Google Translate.
Maybe we'll get another P Corp.
This is a tangent heavy episode with just us four.
Yeah. Videl had a look of curiosity on her face. She wondered what Gohan could be planning.
I thought you were going to say an air of karaoke.
Yeah, that works. Either way, it didn't matter. Just the thought of Gohan being involved at all was making her drip with lust. She's like Niagara Falls now. Gohan then added, first, I'm going to warm her up, though. He took Videl and gently flipped her over like an egg to her side as not to harm her bump. He propped up her leg on his arm and used his other hand to access her clitoris. He then began inserting his cock into her and began fucking her in a sideways fashion. He took his thumb and vigorously rubbed and circled her clitoris.
Clitters?
Clitors. As he pumped her, Videl was flushed red and moaning in excitement. Her vaginal opening was gushing with natural lubricant, and Gohan's rock-hard cock...
She turned into a Gushers!
Oh yeah, she's Gushers. ...was lapping it up like a dog. It does not do that. Now that his cock was dripping wet, covered in her ecstasy... Don't do drugs, kids. He spread apart her ass cheeks.
Oh, Gohan!
Videl moaned as she knew what was coming next. Gohan carefully inserted his wet cock, inch by inch, into Videl's anus.
David, you're gonna have to do it like you're in the hollering contest.
Dude, I went to one of those hollering contests, and that was in 2003. And all they do is just go,
ah, the mating call of the Sons of the South.
It just brought Logan in.
I'm not going to denigrate somebody for having a talent. It's just not a very good talent.
I tried calling and texting and Discording you, Logan. What happened?
It required a hollering.
I do not know, because I didn't get anything from you.
I called and texted.
I called.
Obviously, it's not just a Steve prejudice.
I think it might just be a Steve thing.
Are you recording? Because it sounds like you're recording in an empty apartment.
That's because the ceilings are 13 feet high in this apartment, so it sounds like that.
Ah, okay.
It's the voice of God.
So you need to put your recording area into a pillow fort.
That's not really feasible.
Why don't you just take a towel and drape it over your head?
Oh, I've got it. Why not go to Spivey's Corner, North Carolina, to enter in the now-defunct hollering contest?
It's been renamed. It's now Pro-Grit Reputation.
Oh, sweet.
Aww.
What?
Just keep reading, Sean.
I'm done.
Okay, yeah. My turn. It may be at home, but there are many types of people and oils are familiar to housewives. I was wondering if it was a judge because of the name of the business. This is the translated Pro-Grit page, by the way. But for the first time in recent news, I knew that Free was approved. Coaching started about 25 years ago from now on, and it was popular not only for English conversation, but also for people who are on a diet. But after 1997, it seems that it was not managed at the government office after Pro-Grit, parentheses, Pro-Grit. A product that does not include Pro-Grit, as indicated, was found, and it was said that Tokuho's permission was finally revoked for business.
Is this?
But I was a little nervous because of poor counseling.
Why is it like this?
This is just a plot to, like, a Salaryman anime.
During the day, the temperature rises a lot, and you can enjoy the cold lessons.
Wow.
Even so, the existence of a store will last a long time for some reason. It will make it if you make it with a word of mouth freezer. It becomes whitefish with Pro-Grit. Why is here? Have fun reading anything in there.
You know what it reminds me of?
What?
That weird website that also sent you to a automated voice person, and then the machine would talk to you about...
the one that read the poem to me?
Yes.
Yes, I remember that. All right, now I'm going to actually read. Oh, wait a minute. I got this page the first time I read this, too. I'm going to see if I can do it again.
What page is this?
Page 19.
Oh, okay.
I also got to say, your fucking new setup is going to really put to the test my reverb remover, because it sounds like you're in a giant can.
I am literally in a giant can.
A can of drywall.
Could do it better when my lungs were 4 years younger. Videl moaned with pleasure. She recalled it had been a long time since she had gotten anal from him. Oh, how she missed it. Gohan gave her a few precise pumps. All right, bike tires should be good to go. Everybody on the trail.
Wait.
To get everything nice and lubricated, then he withdrew. Gohan used withdraw. Gohan's defense raised a little bit.
All right.
he said, placing Videl in a normal position. I want you to lay on your back on top of me. Videl's face lit up with excitement, not unlike the green top restaurant sign when it still worked. She finally realized what he had been planning. Her labia tingled with excitement. Gohan laid down on the bed. Wait a minute, can labia fall asleep like other limbs of the body?
Yes, usually it would happen if you sit a certain way on a bicycle seat.
Ah, okay. So like if it compresses too hard against the sides?
Yeah.
Just put a rubber band around him.
Put a rubber band around it?
No, don't do that, please.
Okay, how does that sound?
Mildly better. What did you do?
I set up a wicker frame trifold and then put a blanket over top of it, which is like stretched over my head.
Okay, yes, that is an improvement.
Yeah, blanket fort.
Stay in your fort. Gohan laid down on the bed on his back. What, Dave?
I am sending this to you and nobody else.
Okay.
Yay. I got the reaction I wanted. And now I will send it to everybody else.
Yay.
Finally, Mambo number 6 Gandalf reacts. That's not a glowing crystal ball. That's just CD. That's beautiful, Dave. All right, back to the Gohan Videl fucking. Gohan lay down on the bed on his back, his erect cock curving up in the air like some kind of monument to sex. Take this, Washington Monument. Videl laid down on her back as well, on top of Gohan. Gohan directed his cock back to its new home in her anal cavity. His penis popped out and said, "This is where I live now." Once he reached maximum insertion, he motioned Piccolo over. All right, Piccolo, you get on top. I'll take care of the bottom, Gohan instructed. They were playing around a Counter-Strike around Videl's two pieces of fun stuff. Piccolo shook his head and walked over with his... with his permanently erect green Gohan cock. He thought to himself, human copulation is disgusting. Piccolo stood over the two and began to do exactly what Gohan had done. He took his green cock and massaged it all over Videl's slit to get it nice and wet before slowly inserting it into her vagina. Videl could hardly contain herself. She could feel the pressure and fullness of having two enormous cocks inside her. And essentially both cocks were Gohan since Piccolo copied his form perfectly, which drove her wild.
Yeehaw!
She loved the feeling of Gohan's perfect cock. I almost said pudding, pounding away in her.
Cock pudding!
That comes later.
Give her the old pudding cock.
Cock pudding sounds like an Australian dish. Is that a thing? I know they've got fucking spotted dick.
Oh, it's a British dish.
I thought spotted dick was a British thing.
That's what I just said.
Yeah, but aren't Australians just like the Southerns of the Brits?
No, not the same.
No, they're the criminals of the Brits.
They're the criminals, yeah. Right. All right, okay.
Cock pudding cream pie.
Away from her and the cream pie. Gohan and Piccolo began pumping in unison.
Pumping her.
Pumping her in unison. They weren't just pumping the air. Putting the perfect amount of pressure on both her G-spots.
Pudding again, huh?
Yeah, pudding.
Wait, both G-spots?
Yeah.
I'm guessing both sides.
Oh, yeah. That's exactly what it is. So squeezing it. That's that vaginal anal hand clapping happening again.
Yep.
Gohan reached around to the front of Videl and began massaging her clitorals, which caused Videl to throw her head back next to his and clutch onto his thighs. One, nothing wrong with me. Two, nothing wrong with me. Gohan could tell Videl was close to the edge.
And she's about to break.
Close to the edge and asked if Piccolo could feel the key yet. Yes, I can feel it. It's amazing. I feel like I have so much power, Piccolo said with surprise. I'm surprised. Great, panted Gohan.
Good for you, buddy.
Pat on the back. You'll start to feel something weird, like you are going to release. Just keep going and let it happen. Then you'll have completed the loop, and the potato will power a light bulb. Gohan, I'm starting to kume! Oh! Videl clutched onto him tighter as her orgasm began to power through her entire body.
It's happening!
Piccolo yelled as he was vigorously thrusting into Videl's orgasm. Orgasm.
Bow, bow, bow.
He felt the key encompass his green cock. Keep going.
Bow, bow,
and then he felt the muscle contractions of his own orgasm wave across him.
Bow, bow,
bow. Bow,
bow. Bow. Ooh, and that orgasm, ow.
Logan, you're up.
All right, new neighbors.
Hi.
Get ready.
Time to break you in.
Time to break you in.
Real monsters.
You're also going to have to do that again because you clipped the entire time. So back up a bit.
Just go bow, bow, bow.
I literally cannot back out without ruining the...
Wrap the blanket around the microphone.
Okay.
I don't think that's going to work.
No, hang on. Let's
Like you're going to have to wrap it multiple times.
How's this sound?
I can't tell until you scream.
How's this?
Just do it.
It sounds like you're eating the freaking towel.
Just do it.
He sounds like he's a really underpowered four-cylinder car.
That's recorded on somebody's camcorder.
He put a turbo in there, but it was like a really shitty turbo, and it wasn't like properly sealed.
Do you remember when we started posting all the awful computer cases and there was one that was just filled? The canned foam that you use to seal cracks?
Oh, yeah.
It sounds like somebody put a turbo and then coated the entire engine with can foam.
Oh, perfect.
Good teamwork, everybody.
Piccolo screamed as he began pumping his green semen everywhere.
Everywhere!
First, he pumped several pumps deep inside Videl.
Pump.
Pow, pow, pow.
Then, when he pulled out, he sent pump after pump.
Pow, pow, pow.
All over the room and all over Videl and Gohan. Like some kind of crazy water hose.
Help! Help! It's out of control!
It's out of control! Ah!
Piccolo looked down at his body covered in green cum. He felt the power pulsating all over him. He began powering up in the bedroom to test his power.
Suddenly, in the bottom right-hand corner, a little logo for the Jolly Green Giant shows up.
Cream peas.
Cream corn.
Piccolo! Think you can do that outside?
Gohan begged. Piccolo scoffed.
I didn't get the begging from that. You have to sound more insolent.
Piccolo, you think you can do that outside?
Get out of my room, Mom.
Piccolo scoffed and turned the wall facing the beach.
No.
And turned the wall facing the beach.
There you go.
He cocked his fists together by his side.
Before you read the next line, I would like to let you know that what you missed was we discovered that there's a place called Spivey's Corner in North Carolina that's near where David grew up.
I didn't grow up there. I just spent my fucking high school years there. I grew up in Germany, you ass.
You partially grew up there.
No, I didn't.
High school's part of growing up if Dawson's Creek taught me anything.
Man, Dawson's Creek is a bunch of boring old beaties.
They're not old. And they're not beaties.
Yes, they are. They're like
only 30 years old.
They're in high school, but they're like 33 years old. What are they talking about?
Anyways, getting away from the thing, Logan, you missed your opportunity. Up until 2016, they had the National Hollering Contest in Spivey's Corner. You would have won.
Oh, damn. I hate it when I miss things I would have won.
Well, do the next line as if you were competing in the National Hollering Contest.
You my.
All right, let me wrap this thing up again.
All righty.
Welcome back from the 1920s, Logan. He's still clipping it.
As he blasted a hole in the wall with a massive energy wave, then he flew through the hole and blasted into the sky with a sonic boom. The two, still laying on the bed, stared wide-eyed and in disbelief at what they just saw. Of what they just saw. I guess it worked, huh? Videl said timidly.
Gohan was still hard as a rock. He had worked so hard at getting Fidel to orgasm for Piccolo, he'd completely ignored his own pleasure. Gohan rolled Fidel to his side and started spooning her from behind.
I'm not just letting you down from behind yet.
And say again, but in actual English. That's farther away.
I'm not letting you down from this high just yet.
Thank you.
Gohan whispered to her. He took his cock, which was once pleasuring her anally, and switched back to her velvety wet slip, now oozing green cum from Piccolo.
Not ass to vagina.
It's okay. It's green and antiseptic.
Green.
No.
Gohan could feel all the hot cum inside Fidel from Piccolo, and the sensation was making him harder. Gohan loved to fuck Fidel in this position because it was so easy to access all of his favorite parts. He would alternate between biting on her neck and caressing and pinching her, now larger, breasts and nipples, circling her clitoris, and now his new favorite, caressing her swollen bump. It was like an all-you-could-fuck Fidel buffet, and Gohan wanted to taste everything. Gohan began fucking her with everything he had. He could feel the ki welling up again, the power surging deep within him.
Wow, Fidel, I think I can go straight to Super Saiyan 3!
He barely got out, panting heavily.
Oh yes, go on, please.
Fidel let out in pleasure. Gohan loved to transform during sex. He loved to see. He loved to see the look on Fidel's face when his transformation would cause his cock to grow in size, filling her to the brim.
All right, next up is Dave.
Finally, 'tis my turn. And you see, the great thing about this particular story is how non-canon it is with the whole Dragon Balls. Oh, damn, one of the dogs is barking outside.
Do you know what page we're on?
Yeah, we're on page 20.
No.
One.
Yeah, it said 21, but I cut out.
Steve, do your editing thing. Also, I know that since we're off stream, we're not doing it this week, but next week we are definitely doing the Outback Steakhouse thing.
I'm actually not going to be able to be here next week.
It's okay, then you won't get any. Sean's not going to get it in time anyway. We've already sent the order up. Again, 6 to 8 weeks.
He began to concentrate, aiming for going straight to Super Saiyan 3. Gohan never went Super Saiyan 3 first off. It's wrong.
Do we want to postpone until all of us can do it? Minus Sean, because it's impossible?
It's not impossible.
I would definitely like food, please. Thank you.
Sorry, what's the thing?
Oh, you weren't here when we discussed this. This was on the last week thing. Well, first of all, we found out it's over $1,000 to order 99 shrimp scampi dips from Outback.
What the fuck?
We found out that for a limited time, there was an even better version of the Blooming Onion called the Supreme Blooming Onion, which came with Aussie fries, steak, and bacon on top of the Blooming Onion.
All right.
And we also found out that Outback does deliver, but since they're not doing it anymore, we were going to order a bunch of stuff to all the hosts and we were going to make our own version of this 3,600 calorie wonder. Are you interested?
Yes. As long as this is what all our Patreon money goes to.
It's not what all our Patreon money is. You were born, what, in June?
I was born in July.
Okay.
He's a Julyman like me.
I said June lied.
I mean, he cut out. It was very clear
he cut out. Exactly. Consider this an early birthday present in March.
Okay.
But don't worry, Logan. I'll get you a good birthday present, like Doom or something.
How is food not a good birthday present?
Because you eat it and then it's gone. You can't enjoy it over and over again like Doom.
Logan, what's more important to you, Doom or food?
Logan, Animal Crossing or Doom? Which one are you getting?
I'm going to get Animal Crossing first.
Yeah, boy. That's what I'm talking about. A real man's game right there.
Yeah, there's nothing wrong with that. I hate this whole genderized stereotype of, oh, that's a boy game or that's a girl game.
I want to make my town exact way I want it and then torment my villagers by making their paths not match up with their desires.
Ordering them 99 shrimp scampi dip.
Yeah, just flood the town with cheap shrimp scampi dip. Driving the cost of it down.
Driving the cost down.
Putting Tom Nook out of business. Cornering the shrimp scampi dip market. Anyway, the energy in the air broke everywhere like beams of static all around them.
I have to step away for a moment. Continue without me.
Cool.
Madero wasn't frightened at all. She loved being so close to so much power. Gohan's hair began to grow and turn gold. His eyes shifting blue once again. He could feel his cock pulsating and growing in size. Videl let out a long moan as Gohan's Super Saiyan 3 cock gave her a new feeling of complete fullness. Now that the transformation was complete, it was time for some serious fucking.
Gohan began thrusting her with new power. I could feel Videl's labias slap against his pubic bone around the base of his cock as he pounded it fully. Gohan felt Videl's vagina.
Gohan.
Tightening. As she got closer and closer to release, he felt the key again and fed more of it, or more off of its power, allowing it to well up inside him even more. Videl began to orgasm again, sending the key force to once again encompass the entire length of Gohan's penis dash, sending him straight into an orgasm of his own.
No, orgasm.
Orgasm of his own.
Yeah.
He pumped load after load of golden semen deep inside Videl as she concentrated hard on his cock.
Jeez.
No, it's jizz, not jeez.
Ah.
I know that tricky American accent really gets to you sometimes. It's okay.
Ha, 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 ha.
As with the first time, he came for nearly 5 whole minutes. When he had finished, he pulled his cock out and watched the golden cum ooze out of her slit by the cup. Ew, it's really gross.
It's like radioactive.
That song by Imagine Dragons?
Yeah. He came a song inside her vagina.
I want to get Premiere up and then like edit some hentai to where it does that.
I mean, you can't load Premiere because you don't have your editing computer. Is it still dead?
Still gone. I sent out a request for an update and they never updated me, so we'll find out.
You honestly should sue them.
What am I going to do? Take him to small claims court?
Yeah.
Which would be more costly for me in the long run. Let's see. I haven't checked my email, so I don't know if they put a update out yet. Nope, no update today. Though LA Fitness wants me back.
I'm glad someone does.
Ouch, man.
I know. I hesitated on saying it because it hurts so much to say. I'm sorry, Dave. I'll always take you back.
I'm going to have to call him on Monday after work.
Do it.
Be like, why the fuck is this taking so goddamn long? The piss of it is like, if you're going to replace a part that's in the thing, why don't you tell the person so they don't bother you every fucking week? And just be like, hey, we have this part on back order. I know you're kind of upset by it because we had to do that last time, but we decided we'd take the initiative and say that, hey, this particular part is not in stock at the moment, so we're going to take a time and order it. And I'd be like, okay, cool. I'm not happy about it, but at least you communicated.
At some point during the call, you should say, hold on, I'm getting another call. Let me put you on hold. And instead of putting them on hold, just load up the video for the Spivey's Corner Hollering Contest and hold it up to the phone.
I could do that. I could be like super petty about it too and just be like, hold on, I have a call on the other line. And then I pick up a different phone and be like, yeah. Okay, cool. I think we will be filing the paperwork against Cyberpower. They continually do this kind of stuff to me, and I'm not happy about it. Yeah, tell the CPA in charge to just get the paperwork ready. I'll come over and sign it here in a bit. Yeah, we'll see him in court. And then get back on the line like, hey, that was my lawyer. We were just discussing some things related to this issue.
I don't know that that will really resolve anything.
It won't, but it'd be really petty, and I like being petty.
It would be very petty, so it's definitely on brand.
But will it be Tom Petty?
No, I would not be free-falling. Anyway, Gohan lay next to her for a few minutes to revel in the moment before cleaning the two up and putting their clothes back on. Gohan was buttoning up his shirt when he heard a grunt of frustration come from Videl. He looked over at her and began to tend to her.
Oh, what's wrong?
He asked sweetly.
I swear this shirt fit me just an hour ago. Now it seems way too small. I can't even get it on.
Just like we did. Videl sighed in frustration. Gohan looked her over. She was right. Her baby bump had swollen much larger than it was before, probably thanks to the power given from Piccolo and, well, Gohan's second helping. Gohan was actually rather pleased with himself. Videl was so cute with her even larger bump. In fact, if he hadn't just blown a massive load inside her, seeing her like this would have caused him to go hard as a rock and fuck her right here, right now, on the floor.
I'll find you a new shirt.
He smiled, still thinking about how much more he wanted to fuck her with her newly larger bump.
Stay tuned for the next exciting episode of Dragon Ball Z.
You're never going to hear it because you don't listen to the show, but for the last episode, I totally didn't put the right music in for you.
That's fine.
Last time on Dragon Ball Z, Piccolo became Gohan's student as he gained this special power boost from Videl. After Piccolo was granted his power boost, Gohan decided to go for a second power boost of his own. Will any other Z fighters get power boost to fight the approaching Namekian enemy? Find out today on Dragon Ball Z.
You know, it's like you playing hacky sack. You almost fumbled like 6 or 7 times, but in the end, you kept the ball in the air while looking like an idiot.
That's right. Sure did. Fucking come at me. California Games World Champion 1991.
Oh my god, California Games.
Yes, it was that.
We just had a moment there, didn't we? Didn't his face look weird when he hit the fucking hacky sack off his head?
Yeah, like when he like hit it, it melted.
It's weird, man. All right.
Ew, gross.
Val, you're up, and then we'll do one more set of reads.
Okay. Beautiful. Episode 104. Prince of Saiyan's Resolve. Vegeta watched from his usual area of seclusion, leaning against Kame House as Gohan ran to the other Z fighters on the beach.
Oh shit, Games Developers Conference was confirmed postponed today.
Oh, because of the fucking COVID-19 thing?
Yeah, Bush beer virus.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I'm surprised it took him this long, to be honest.
People don't want to go outside.
You guys have seen the beard posting, right?
Yeah. Yes.
The what?
The CDC released a list of beards that are and are not okay for putting on face masks in order to prevent COVID-19.
Mine's not safe. I can tell you that none are.
Here, take a look. I'll repost it. I like how the French fork and the ducktail are bad, but the Zappa and the walrus are fine. Zoro's good. Lampshade is good. Hulihi and mutton chops are not. Chin curtain is out. Anchor and Balbo are borderline. Van Dyke is out. Garibaldi is out. Verdi is out. Soul Patch is okay, so we know that Smash Mouth is fine. English is out because your mustache is the wings of a 787. So you were saying that none of these are okay?
Beards in general are just not okay.
Any facial hair that would go between your mask seal and your face makes it a non-viable seal.
Yeah, that's why they posted the listing. I'm just going to have to go with side whiskers and a soul patch for a while.
But also, you have to get them like specially molded to your face. Otherwise, it's not a perfect enough seal for you to actually care about this.
Okay.
Gohan ran up to his father, Goku. Dad, look! I can go Super Saiyan 3 now! Gohan exclaimed as he began showing off.
That's great. Nice cannonball, kid.
Vegeta nearly broke his neck craning over at Gohan. What? Super Saiyan 3? Just a month ago you were busy reading books in the library!
Fucking nerd.
Gohan turned to Vegeta and smiled much like his dad would. Aw, don't be jealous of my new training technique, he giggled. Still high from the explosive sex.
Ah.
I don't think anyone exploded.
Kaboom.
He had just had with Videl.
Jealous? Why you?
Vegeta began to scream when he heard a voice from the side of the house.
Vegeta.
Piccolo motioned over. Vegeta dropped his feud with Gohan and stomped over to Piccolo. Piccolo? Yes, Piccolo.
Can you believe this? All this power from a powerless Earth woman?
Vegeta exclaimed in frustration.
It works,
Piccolo stated.
I just tried it, and it really worked. I feel more powerful than I ever have. I can't explain how it's even possible, but all I can say is, now I'm ready to face the Namekian, whoever he is. I don't care what it takes,
Vegeta said hotly.
I won't allow myself to gain power this way.
There could be another way, Piccolo said as he turned his head to look over at Vegeta. Wink, wink, nudge, nudge.
We could pirate everything by using torrents.
Yeah.
Oh, wait, we're talking about fighting the Namekian. That has nothing to do with it. Never mind.
If I purchase fast food, disguise it as my own key.
I was trying not to do that.
I'm listening,
Vegeta responded with sass.
Well, when I was up there and I felt the key, this green substance poured out of my appendage. I can sense the power increasing key all over it. I have some still all over the appendage I grew. Maybe if I touch your... My what? My appendage?
Vegeta cursed again.
Day, I hate you. I'm not friends with you anymore. Mom said we can't be.
Nah, we're cool, man. Don't worry about it.
Can I finish? I got three lines.
Well, if you don't want power boost, you can stay weak if you want,
Piccolo retorted.
I can't get through because I'm imagining fucking beast-swollen Big Show face saying what you're saying.
It's just WWE 2K20. That's how it normally looks.
Fine. Let's just get this over with.
Vegeta complied. And I'm done.
All right, circling back around to Sean.
The two pulled down only their pants to reveal their members. Piccolo stood there, still in its permanently erect state, with the green semen coating it everywhere. Piccolo looked down at Vegeta's cock, and then back up to his face.
And then back down to his cock again, and just kind of stayed there for a while.
It has to be hard first. Videl showed me how to do it, Piccolo remarked. Piccolo leaned down and took Vegeta's flaccid penis into his mouth. Vegeta almost pulled away, but the instant sensation of something playing with his member started to make it grow and became hard, and he couldn't stop just yet.
No! David sent me down the rabbit hole now. I looked up awful custom character heads.
Oh, no. That's just the problem with Oblivion, honestly. You couldn't make a face that looked right in that fucking game.
And me?
No.
I always imagine what it would be like if you get caught between a rock and a hard place.
Yep.
Wait, did somebody just Photoshop somebody's Facebook picture over Oblivion?
Yes.
Yes.
I've seen things you wouldn't believe.
My special eyes.
Oh my god, that one face looks like a vagina.
Wait, do you see a lot of vaginas where there are teeth poking out of the bottom right of it?
I mean, I've seen one movie like that.
Oh, yes. All right, go ahead.
The harder and bigger Vegeta's cock grew, the deeper and deeper Piccolo took it in his mouth. Once Vegeta was rock hard, Piccolo stood back up and aligned his shaft to Vegeta's, and rubbed the green cum all over Vegeta's cock.
Unbelievable, Vegeta said with surprise. I can feel the power. There's still some more.
Yes, there are more. The next listing is from WWE 2K18.
Oh, no. It says Kid Rock on his head.
Oh, yeah.
There's still some more. I can adjust my generated appendage so you can take it, Piccolo said as he began to concentrate. Vegeta looked down to witness the tip of Piccolo's green cock morphing into a vaginal opening. Piccolo grabbed Vegeta's cock and slid it into his green vagina cock shaft.
Yes, yes, I can feel it growing stronger, Vegeta exclaimed.
Vegeta wrapped his fists around Piccolo's vagina cock shaft and held it tightly as he began thrusting his cock in and out of it. As Vegeta felt the power increase more and more, it brought him closer and closer to Orgasam. Vegeta gripped the appendage so tightly and thrusted it so vigorously that when he started coming, he ripped the green vagina cock shaft clean off of Piccolo. Vegeta's seed sprayed out torn end of the shaft, dotting the sand around them everywhere. Panting heavily, Vegeta slid the appendage off his cock and tossed it on the ground to Piccolo's feet.
Yeet!
Yeah, I gave it a 3 out of 5. I don't know if I'd necessarily recommend it, but they have it on sale at Bad Dragon for their bigger Blacker Friday sale. Go ahead and get one. You won't be that disappointed.
Here's your appendage, he said in an almost sorry tone. It's okay. I don't need it anymore anyway. I'm done with human genitals, Piccolo replied.
Now I'm going to move on to other kinds of genitals.
Stay tuned for the next episode of Dragon Ball Z. But I don't know how the song actually goes because I never watched it. Last time on Dragon Ball Z, Vegeta, with the help from Piccolo's strange new appendage, was able to get a small power boost. However, in the heat of the moment, Piccolo's appendage was ripped clean off. Will it be enough for the mysterious Namekian fighter? Today on Dragon Ball Z.
All right, next up is me. Episode 105, Mysterious Fighter Revealed. It was the day the Namekian fighter was due to arrive. Judgment Day. Everyone who wanted to get power boosts from... Da 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 da.
Why is this a thing that's happening?
Dun 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 dun. One, nothing wrong with me. Two, nothing wrong with me.
Three, nothing wrong with me. Four, nothing wrong with me. Five.
Let the bodies hit the floor.
Six. Nothing wrong with me. Seven.
Let the bodies hit the floor.
Nothing wrong with me. Nine.
Let the bodies hit the floor.
Me. Ten.
It's the worst remix ever.
Me. 11. Nothing wrong with me. 12. Nothing wrong with me. 13. Nothing wrong with me. 14. Nothing wrong with me. 15,
16, 17, 18. Skip a few. 100. Nothing wrong with me. Yay. That bit started off almost like a dud, and then
it rose to greatness.
It yep. blossomed like a blooming onion in the fryer.
There you go.
Dun, 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 dun.
One.
Everyone who wanted to get power boosts from Videl was able to make it to Kame House to do so. Videl recalled 18, Yajirobe, and who the fuck is Korin among them?
Isn't that the cats?
Korin is the little cat man.
Also, who'd we lose? Sean?
Yep, Sean is gone.
No! He got taken by Judgment Day! Sean! One, you need to respond. Tell me nothing's wrong with you!
Two.
Hold on, I'm gonna call him. Three. Four. I was looking up Sean Lawler. Maybe he lost power.
That's not good.
If so, I'm glad he got his read done first.
We just lost Craig, too.
Discord is acting screwy for me.
I was gonna say, Sean, tell me nothing's wrong with you. One.
No, nothing's wrong with me.
Two.
My computer. Let the bodies hit the floor. Oh, is it just the Discord? Shit.
We'll see what we can do. Five, nothing wrong with me. Goodbye. Okay, focusing.
Don't focus. Click that thing that I linked.
Oh, Sean's back.
Oh, wait, what the fuck?
All right, then.
One, nothing wrong with me.
Yay, he did it. No, the gif. Yeah, he did it. Who the fuck is Korin?
Isn't the it cat the cat from Dragon Ball?
The cat. We already went over this.
Okay, I don't remember. We were too concerned about Sean.
It's the last thing I said before I disappeared.
Oh, well, I didn't hear that.
Oh.
She even got another visit from Gohan. Her bump was massive now. She thought the baby might come any day now that it had all these power increases. Many who saw her teased her, asking if she was sure she wasn't having twins.
That's not how it works.
Also, maybe she was having twins, and then they just had one of those DBC battles in the womb. Instead of floating rocks, it's just floating bits of placenta.
Aww.
Womb is the hyperbolic time chamber.
Yeah.
And then a bunch of steam and smoke escaped out her belly button.
Oh.
Gohan felt he was ready to face the Namekian fighter head on. The only thing he was worried about was Videl. In her condition, he didn't want to worry her so much that she started going into labor or was not able to escape due to her difficulty walking. He thought it would be safest to keep her at the Brafe's house. She would have a few people to help her get around, and if anything happened, well, they would be able to get her to a hospital immediately. Gohan and the other Z fighters waited out for the power level to arrive. They could sense it was close, so it was only a matter of minutes before he would show.
Dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun.
They watched as the Namekian fighter...
Nothing wrong with me.
Namekian fighter broke the chain and started singing Drowning Pool again. And also broke the atmosphere, still concealed by his aura of energy. The Z fighter sprung into action, and beckoned by Dr. Light, went in search for the evil energy source. Oh no, it was taken by Dr. Wowie!
Oh no.
Wowie!
You gotta hurry, Mega Man.
You gotta go find
Mega Man. The Z Fighter sprung into action and began to fly towards him to get a better. Get a better vantage point. I'm not looking, Dave. They saw the Namekian fighter descending into an open plains just outside the major city. The Z-Fighters regrouped nearby so they could get a good look at the Namekian. 7 episodes later, the Namekian's dark brown leather shoes touched down in the sand. I need you guys to just do the da-dun-dun-da-dun on loop. He brought it to stance and rested on his hips.
3, nothing wrong with me.
Krillin peered from behind the deck.
5, nothing wrong with me.
6, nothing wrong with me. Arms from side to side.
7, nothing wrong with me.
2, the Mario take 1 step.
9, nothing wrong with me. 5,
nothing wrong with me. Da 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 da. You got it. Da 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 da.
Do the Mario.
Da, 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 da.
I need to do a mashup of Do the Mario and the Terminator theme now.
It's not gonna work.
Wow, that's him. He's not even wearing any armor. Just some raggy looking clothes. He scoffed.
Don't underestimate Namex,
Piccolo reminded him. Gohan scratched his head. I at least thought he wouldn't be so fat, he added.
Hey, don't buddy shame.
That's because I was the one who drank all the water.
Goku climbed eagerly to the top of the man or woman who drank all the water they were hiding behind.
Do you guys smell that? He asked. Kind of smells like onions?
The Namekian turned his head to survey the land, looking both ways, nodding in approval.
That'll do. That'll do.
He said in a remarkable Scottish accent.
Did you hear that? Piccolo alerted. He doesn't sound Namekian.
Krillin points. Yeah, look at his head. He doesn't even have pointy ears like Piccolo. He has those weird stalks, he added. David, you're up. God damn it, why did you send this to me?
Because it's funny. People on the internet that are exactly like this.
I know, I've been to the incel subreddit.
We're on page 23?
No.
5.
25, just like I said before I got cut off by we Discord acting up.
Again.
All right, Goku stood up.
It's time to get to the bottom of this. I'm going to try to talk to him, he said as he lifted off the ground.
Wait for us, Dad.
Gohan called after him as the rest of the Z fighters began flying towards the mysterious fighter. Goku touched down.
Beautiful.
About 20 feet away from the mysterious fighter. All right, there we go. All right, with the rest of the Z fighters at his back, the mysterious fighter noticed him and turned his head to look at him.
And who
Are you come to meet your new neighbor, have ya? Hi, I'm Daisy.
Daisy, you're the newest member of the Z Fighters.
Is the DayZ Fighters.
Yeah.
The game
go.
That died a painful death.
Yeah.
And Kanda would be the DayZ Fighters.
Yeah.
Dragon Ball
Z. Zed. I'm so happy we found that really dumb French version.
Go watch the fucking Brazilian version of the Digimon theme song.
We're protectors of the Earth. We won't let you do anything to harm it,
Goku said. Goku sternly Gonku. Announced back. Gonku. Gonku sternly announced back.
Well, that's too bad, you see, because it's gonna be perfect.
The fighter exclaimed, looking off into the distance. Krillin spread his feet across the sand and balled his fist up.
Perfect? Perfect for what?
He demanded. The fighter turned his head abruptly and looked right at Krillin.
Perfect for my swamp,
the fighter yelled back with a terrified smile. Goku gritted his teeth and spread his legs into his fighting stance.
I'm gritting my teeth right now. Did they just superimpose a random Brazilian woman on top of the Digimon opening?
Yes.
Why?
Yes.
Why? Steve.
Welcome.
Because why not?
This is terrible. I hate that I'm still watching this.
Or is it great?
It's not. We should never go to an art gallery together. We were just going to argue the whole time.
Who are you?
He demanded. The mysterious fighter turned his head at Goku and cracked an ugly smile.
Let's just say I'm an ogre achiever.
Suddenly, the fighter blasted into the air, causing the ground below him to cave away and leave a sizable crater. The Z fighters shielded their eyes from all the flying dust and saw him make his way for the city. People in the streets began to stop and point to the skies as they saw the mysterious fighter fly into its epicenter. Right in the middle of town, square, the fighter landed.
Not middle. All,
right in the middle. Middly. Right in the middle of town square, the fighter landed and surveyed the people crowding him.
All the people.
What? All? Yeah, that's what I said, all the people.
Surveyed all the people.
That's what I said, all the people. Solar flare.
Discord messing up again.
Discord got a solar flare. Surveyed all the people crowding him, gawking and pointing at him.
Look, Hada, what is that?
One man in a white blazer with rolled up sleeves exclaimed as his pointed at the fighter. Okay, yeah.
Yeah, yep. Yeah, it works.
My gosh, it's a monster. It's hideous.
My gosh.
The woman next to him said, screamed, clutching her shopping bags and purse tightly to her bosom.
Oh, whoa. I sell propane and propane accessories.
All right, go ahead, Logan.
The fighter rolled his eyes over the crowd again before narrating to himself.
Just as I expected, they judge me before they even know me.
All right, Ringo Starr.
Then he raised his arms in the air, opened palms to the sky. A cloud of odor began to spore out from underneath his arms and spread to the crowds.
My God, said the previous man in the white blazer. Is that onions?
Bakal Kang, is that onions?
I'm trying to think what a wrestler named Onions would look like.
Like that Big Show gif.
Yeah.
He fell to one knee in weakness to the ground. Clutching her shopping bag sunk next to him, she began dropping her bags one by one.
I feel so...
She swimmingly said as she... collapsed further to the ground. The dust cleared around the Z fighters. They shot into the air, following in the direction they saw the mysterious fighter fly. Goku squinted his eyes as the stench in the air hit his face as he flew.
Well, at least it will be easy to find him,
he said with one hand over his nose and mouth. They followed the stench to the town square. When they arrived, they were horrified at what they witnessed. They were witnessed. People were scattered all over the ground, motionless. Gohan knelt down to the nearest person to see if they were still alive. He turned the body over to reveal the eyes. Eyes are what would haunt him the most. The eyes were wide open, but the eyes themselves were gone. No. Instead, there was a round, waxy object. Gohan extended his finger, shaking, and pressed it to the outside of the surface and ran his finger across it. It was a small onion. everyone's eyes were gone, and its place an onion. Gohan gasped and took a step backward. Just when the person he had been examining began to twitch, it sat itself up calmly. It twitched its head toward Gohan, pointing its onion eyes right at him. Even though the new eyes had no pupils to speak of, and was simply just an onion, Gohan could tell it was looking straight at him. The risen body choked.
Do that again? I thought that just... All right, for a second, I thought Discord just staticked out since we're having so many issues with it.
I thought he was wanting sriracha.
Just spray more sriracha directly into my mouth canal.
In another attempt to try and help, Gohan called out to it.
What are you trying to say? Who did this to you?
Damn it, Discord, what the fuck?
It managed in a raspy tone. It feebly began to stand up without much control over its limbs. It called in a clearer, earnest voice.
Next
is you. No, it's David, sorry.
What? I just finished reading.
It's definitely not Dave.
Wait, I'm sorry, I'm still getting static. The Val, go ahead.
Okay.
Stop spraying canned air into your microphone.
Do the Mario.
Swing your arms.
From side to side.
Everyone. All together.
One, nothing wrong with me.
Not
two, nothing wrong with me.
I hate this bit that I started.
It's all your fault.
I know it is.
All right. Shrek, is that the fighter? Gohan asked back to it. The animated body slowly shuffled and dragged itself closer to Gohan. Gohan was on guard as it approached. Oh, there's a period there. It stopped about 2 feet away from Gohan. Gohan locked eyes with it. Its mouth fell open and stated,
Shrek is love. Shrek is life.
Just then, more bodies began to animate and rise. They all had onion eyes, and they were all chanting lowly.
Everybody's got to say, Shrek is love. Shrek is life.
Shrek is love.
Well, somebody Shrek once told love. Me that Shrek,
Shrek
is love.
Is life.
Shrek is life.
Logan. Did he stealth go away?
Maybe.
David.
What?
Shrek is love, Shrek is life.
Do the Mario.
David, it's not the... Logan.
David, Logan.
I just said do the Mario.
That's not what you need to say.
Tell me that it's not what I need to say. It's what I say.
Shrek is love, Shrek is life.
Do the Mario.
Logan, are you, like, not stealth back anymore?
Oh, yeah, I just got back.
Okay, you need to say Shrek is love, Shrek is life.
Oh, okay.
And don't say do the Mario. David already did that.
Oh, no. I would never steal a joke from David.
Good buddy.
Do the Mario.
God damn it.
All right.
Shrek is love. Shrek is life.
Okay, now you may continue, Val.
Thank you. I don't know about you guys, but I'm thoroughly creeped out now, Krillin remarked, backing away slowly. Goku observed, Why aren't they attacking us? Just then, the bodies began to take their clothes off. I don't like the look of this, Gohan said, falling into his fighting stance. The body, now all naked, began to huddle in groups, all chanting in unison, Shrek is love! Shrek is life!
To the Mario!
Swing your arms from side to side.
That would be a really violent zombie mob if all they were doing was swinging their arms from side to side.
Oh my god. Once enough of them got close enough together, they began to tangle in orifices. Whatever appendage they had available, they would stick it in others' orifice until everything was filled. One group of many had an erect penis and an anus, a hand in the throat, a foot in the vagina, all while chanting again and again,
Shrek is Mario. Shrek is your eyes is from side to side.
I hate you all.
Good.
They all then began thrusting themselves in and out of the orifices, chanting more excitedly. The faster they thrusted, the more the bodies began to fall apart. Blood started to ooze out.
One, nothing wrong with me. Two, nothing wrong
Mario.
I'm turning my headset off.
Now we can do whatever we want.
We run the show now.
I mean, what stopped us from that doing that in the past?
Sure.
Well, I wasn't sure if you guys were done.
We're never done.
Yeah, they're never done.
Blood started to ooze out with each thrust, and skin began to peel itself back, revealing muscle and muscle revealing bone. Within seconds, the animated bodies were reduced to piles of flesh and blood, with onions scattered about everywhere. Goku, along with the other Z fighters, gritted their teeth and clenched their fists. Goku yelled out, "Shrek, we're coming for you!"
Ow.
Before blasting into the air, in the direction of his onion scent. The Z-Fighters flew through the air, following the onion scent as well as the carnage of flesh, bones, and blood. When they caught up with Shrek, he had busted a few water mains and was flooding the city, causes mud and swamp-like conditions to arise everywhere.
So Florida.
Yeah. The conditions only made the onion smell more potent and more horrible. Goku stood, apparently, before Shrek in the shin-deep mud. Shrek began to laugh.
Nobody's gonna laugh? You know, Sean, I've had enough of you today.
I've had...
Aw.
I had enough of me, too.
Let's cut it off there. Thank you very much to our patrons, especially our... Actually, does anybody else want to read this?
Yeah, sure, I'll read it.
Okay. Read it from your new apartment.
All right, I will.
Hold on.
Post it.
Hold on.
Post it.
Hold on.
Post it.
Fine, I'm not even going to convert it. I will post it to you in its native Excel format.
Okay, you've done that before.
Okay, and then I'm going to send you the one for the other one, too. Actually, no, David gets to do the Ballgame beneficiaries.
No, I don't. I did it last week.
No, you didn't. You weren't there last week.
Yeah, I were. I did the Mario.
Why is there a column of just those?
Why do I have to open a fucking CSV for this garbage?
This file does not have an app associated with it for performing this action. Please install an app, or if one is already installed, create an association with the default app.
There is literally two entries on this list that are just the in the name column.
I'll make this happen. So there's the one for you, and you... Here's the one for you.
Where are you posting these things?
I'm sending them individually.
Via DMs.
There we go.
Slide into those DMs.
All right. Thank you to all of our listeners, especially our genital guardians. Afro Hawk. Alexander. Grass Dragon Corbett. Disambiguity. Discuss. Dizdon Plays. Epidel. Mana. Matthew J. Richard Pryor. Royster the Moister. The perfect boister for proper hoister posture. Kind of fucked it up there at the end, huh?
Mm-hmm.
The sharpest hot dog tongs at Gush Barton's. The waffle.
All right, Dave, your go.
My go? Do the Mario. Swing your arms for Advent Dawn. A set of stainless steel Hagar sounds.
Try that one more time.
A set of stainless steel Hogger sounds. Evan Bob Mel Michael Fausch Miri Razor Flood.
Miny Miny Mo.
You gave me a fucking JPEG that's like 4.5 by 4. Razor Flood, Sarah for the win, and our friend Wage. Na 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 na. You guys are the good guys.
You guys can do the Mario, do the Judgment Day, I don't care, just we'll fade it out.
Hi there. Thanks for listening to Friday Night Fanfiction. Be sure to check out FridayNightFanfiction.com, where you can sign up to be a guest on the show, submit fan fictions for us to read, and join our Discord server to hang out with us. All backing music used in Friday Night Fanfiction is available via Overclocked Remix at ocremix.org. Be sure to check them out for over 3,000 fan arrangements and 60 fan arrangement albums of free video game music. Ending credits music, Koopa Nova by Diodes. Opening musical credits, Respite by Emunator. We hope you enjoyed listening to this, and we'll catch you next episode.